Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. What's happening over there, Drew?
You're finally worrying about the anthrax a little bit, I noticed.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
Oh, I just let my own form
of anthrax loose.
Yes, I just let the little chemical warfare go in the studio. We threw a little shot of that with a wave of the notepad. Now, I'm not really worried about it, but I am curious about it.
You hadn't been, but suddenly you're full of questions about it. Poor Lauren, who works here, phone screener, or assistant Lauren, will not open the mail for Loveline. She'll become famous in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Look, here's why this stuff doesn't affect me. It's you want to pollute the mail? It's like when people send around those computer viruses. That has nothing to do with me. I don't turn the computer on and I open no mail.
Good times.
I don't open mail at my house. I don't get mail at my house.
You might, you just wouldn't know it.
I wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
You want to hear embarrassing? I ran into my postman a couple of weeks ago, and she said, listen, if you're going to be out of town for, a month or so, leave a note, and I'll keep the mail. And I said, I haven't been anywhere. And then I realized, oh, Christ, I hadn't checked the mail in 3 weeks.
Oh.
It was just piling up in the mailbox. It's nice, Drew. You ought to try it. It's like living without living.
Like being dead?
It's like being dead, but being alive.
Yeah.
Still getting a paycheck.
Nice.
It's not a bad angle on life.
Ugh.
Lock yourself up. No, okay. Who's paging you? Who is that? Who?
Hospital.
Unacceptable.
Is it the hospital?
Yeah.
It's not your wife or anybody you should know better?
No.
All right.
But why would they call every night at 10, 2 minutes after the show begins? Every night.
Do the folks at the hospital, and I would say more than most people, know that you do a radio show that starts at 10 o'clock at night?
Mm-hmm.
So the page that comes at 10:01 and a half would just seem like horrible timing.
Yeah.
It would seem like 9:57 would be good.
Much better.
And
infinitely better.
And maybe just listening and doing it around the commercial about 10:20, 10:25 would be all right.
Even 10:15, I could just gear up for it around 10:20.
But doing it the second the mic heats up. Now, Drew, can you do me a favor and yell at the person who did this? Please, it works. It's great, because the next time they pick up the phone at 12:01...
They think about it.
Sorry, 10:01, they go, oh, they put it back down, because they hear you yelling at them beforehand. Thank you, Drew. Kate?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, well, I've been dating my boyfriend for, 5 months,
mm-hmm.
and we started having sex, 2 weeks after we went out or whatever, and it was the first time for both of us, and it was good, but then in July...
Wouldn't you like that kind of a testimonial, Adam? It was good.
Yeah.
It was all right.
I gave his penis a 4.
Yeah. I have nothing to compare it to, though, so I don't know. It was all right.
this guy's put a Luger in his mouth, and he's about to pull the trigger, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So in July, I started to take prescription sleeping pills.
Why?
Well, I've taken over-the-counter sleeping pills for 3 years, and they just weren't working.
So oh, I see.
Okay.
I finally got prescribed ones, and I didn't tell him about it. And then one night I took one that I wasn't planning on having sex, and we ended up, and it was just way better. The sleeping pills relax me, and I don't know. It's just. I like having sex way better when I take them.
How long after you took the pill did he start having sex with you?
Amy is really fast acting.
Right.
Yeah. So it was probably within half an hour, 45 minutes, he came over. And I was already tired, but then he woke me up. And when you, when you try to stay awake on it, you act drunk, I guess. I don't know.
I've taken many of those in my day. It just makes you feel a little euphoric, a little tired, and a little out of it.
Yeah.
Well, Kate, what is going on that you are so anxious that you can't enjoy being physically intimate with your boyfriend, and you need to take an anti-anxiety pill in order to be able to feel okay? And why don't you talk to your doctor about seeing someone who actually can give you the right medication? These are profoundly addictive, even though they supposedly are not. I guarantee they are.
Well, look,
and they're not appropriate for a regular treatment of a sleep problem.
Let me tell you what's addictive. If you have a problem and you find something that works and you take it consistently and it works for you, it becomes addictive.
Here's one of the reasons it's addictive, though. You try to stop it, your original problem, 10 times worse.
No, not me. That doesn't happen to me.
Well, that's what happened to Kate.
Okay. Why doesn't it happen to me?
So you know, if you took it for 2 weeks, it would.
Well, I did. I have. I've taken Ambien, you know, 15 out of 17 nights before. I pop one every night when I get home, go to bed. And then I run out of them, and I just go to bed.
But you have such profound sleep disorder anyway. How much worse can it get?
All right. I don't know. I'll talk to you about it off the air, Drew.
You surely will.
I need another prescription, by the way. Kate?
Yeah?
Yeah, you got to look into this because there's two things. Chicks sleep more than guys do because they're lazier. That's number one. I've never met a woman that didn't fall asleep halfway into a pay-per-view movie as long as it started after the streetlights came on.
Uh-huh.
And number two, you're 19.
Yeah.
You know, you messing... And Drew, this is a thing that but there's a difference between the sexes and there's a difference in age. If you're a 19-year-old female who's on a prescription sleep medication,
that's a problem.
Things ain't going to be looking good when you're 35 or 40.
That's right. And she needs it in order to enjoy sex. I mean, there's something significant going on here. She needs a psychiatrist to evaluate that.
Okay. Let's talk to Kim, who's 32. Kim?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hmm. Drew, I'll pop one of those Ambiens.
I don't want to hear this anymore.
12:30 at night. I'll have a glass of red wine, and I'll watch TV till 2 a.m. And then get up and go about my business. I will not fall asleep on the sofa, will not go up and go to bed. Have no problem. Talk on the phone for an hour to somebody.
I'm getting tired thinking about that.
Really?
Ugh.
You couldn't do that?
Oh.
Zero problem.
Take an Ambien. If I so much as sit down, I'll fall asleep. I don't care where I am.
I will watch an hour and a half of TV with the light off and then get up and go to bed and have no problem with it. Sorry, Kim, go ahead. Although I don't remember what I was watching the next day. Go ahead, Kim.
It might have been too important if you fell asleep.
Thanks, there, Kim. What's up?
Oh, okay. My son is 14 and he listens to your show every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got home and he comes up and asked me to call in you, right? Colin, do you want to get your opinion on something?
All right.
Okay. I'm a single parent, and I live in a two-bedroom apartment. So he has his room, and my two girls have their room. I have three kids.
Right. Three
so
kids.
My bedroom is the living room.
Oof. Your bedroom's the living room.
I mean, there's the living room, but I sleep out here.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's good. All I could afford on my...
Right.
I can pay this by myself and don't have to worry about nothing.
I appreciate that, but it was a hell of a plan having the three kids, wasn't it? You're 32 and sleeping on a fold-out sofa in the living room.
How old are the kids? Hello?
Hello?
How old are the girls?
My daughters? They are 12 and 9.
Yeah. All right. So?
And my son is 14.
Uh-huh. We know that.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, yeah. I just recently got divorced.
Uh-huh.
So I've been single maybe a year. But he wanted me to call and get your opinion on whether or not it would be damaging to him or to walk. Because I have like a curtain up between the hallway.
Right.
And for kind of privacy purposes, if I'm changing or, you know...
Hold on, Drew. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go number two.
Go ahead.
I really don't.
Hermit, Ozzy. You're a hermit.
Yeah. Go.
He only leaves the house to stutter. All right, Kim. Ask your question. Ready? Go.
Okay. I want to know if it's damaging for my son to walk in on me having sex.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
That's bad.
That is a bad thing.
And by the way, you want to know, talking to Kim, you want to know it's like doing a show with Dr. Bruce? 2 hours of this.
No.
Easily.
No.
Sometimes 2.5.
I've had anal sex and I've passed out a couple times.
Bruce, please.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Of course it's damaging.
Well, yeah, I know. That's why I have the curtain up.
I think you need more than a curtain, Kim.
I know, and I told him I want to put a door, because anytime he's in his room and his door's shut, I respect his privacy, and I knock on the door first.
I still think that's a good plan to have structure and boundaries and privacy in your home, but I don't think it's a great idea to be having intercourse with your friends.
Yeah,
with the nine-year-old just across the door. I mean,
you got a couple strings of beads in between you and your kids.
You need to get like a babysitter in there, and you go to the guy's house.
Hey, Kim. What are you doing? What's up with you?
I'm just trying to listen to what you're saying.
Okay, well, you got divorced, right?
Right.
Are you seeing somebody new?
Am I?
No, okay, no. Kim. No, sorry. Hang on, Kim.
Oh,
what now? do people? Is this what it's like to have tinnitus? By the way, I mean, do some people seem like they're going through life where they're wearing headphones and somebody's in the back in a small room that's hooked up their headphones, going maga 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 maga. And then you talk, and here's what it sounds like then. Go ahead.
Well, I think you definitely not have sex in your apartment with the girls.
Maga, 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 maga,
balsa wood door.
Maga. And then once in a while, they key on a word. Balsa wood? Maga, 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 maga,
maga, maga, maga, maga, maga, maga, maga, maga, have sex in his house.
Boyfriend?
You talking about me?
Who, me? That's always great, too. Here's the one I love. I love when the person brings up the stuff and you repeat it. Like where you go, I have a boy and two daughters. And you go, how old are the girls? Girls? It's like, weren't you the one who brought them? How am I bringing that up? All right, should we get back, Kim? Poor Kim.
What does Kim do for a living?
No. Yeah, I don't want to know.
Come on.
Kim? Are you listening, baby?
Yeah. No, I'm listening, yes.
Okay, with your one good ear, right?
I have two good ears.
Okay, but I just want you to use one. Don't put the phone in the middle.
No.
Okay.
I would not do that.
Are you seeing anybody?
No.
No. So this is not an issue yet, right?
Trick question, Adam.
this has not yet come up because
it has come up because I did have a boyfriend, but we have split up.
Okay,
so the next time it comes up, you must go to your boyfriend's home.
And leave my children here alone?
With a babysitter for a couple hours.
No.
No, I can't afford for a babysitter to come over.
Do you have a sibling or anybody you trust?
No, she's living downstairs with my husband, my ex-husband.
Your sister's living with your ex-husband?
Uh-huh.
Downstairs?
Downstairs for me, yes.
This sounds bad.
I live in the Jerry Springer show.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Is there a problem, by the way, having the father sit with the kids for a little while?
Oh, no. Except for my sister would get jealous.
Hey, Kim?
Yes?
Listen, I feel real bad for you.
You feel bad?
I really do, because of your Jerry Springer lifestyle. But I'm really angry at you for having three kids and being so selfish as you bring three kids into your Jerry Springer life.
No.
You understand that?
I had a normal, everyday life. And then I found out my husband and I get a divorce because he's sleeping around.
Yeah, you didn't have a normal. You thought you had a normal everyday life. You didn't.
Kim, okay, here's the deal, Kim. You invest every ounce of energy you have into making sure three
children.
Yes. I want you to do a great job with them, and you cannot have sex
in your
in
house.
The house.
Can't
and,
do it.
And here's the deal, everybody. If you're a 32-year-old adult and you have three kids and you're sleeping on a futon in the living room and you start dating a guy, and you can't figure out a way to have sex in a place other than your living room with the three kids at home.
Stop dating him.
And there's no way you can cover that, then you can't have sex.
That's right.
That's right. You're not ready. It's like saying, I can't bang my girlfriend because my moped won't make it to her house and I can't afford condoms. It's like, then you know what?
Then don't do it.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
That's how life is. You can't afford gas or insurance or registration. Guess what? You just don't get to drive. Until you can do that.
Oh, poor Kim.
Poor Kim. What about her kids? Adam?
Hello?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just curious. Is it all right for a gay guy to have sex with a woman?
Well, if he wants, but I think his penis is going to get angry.
I mean, does it violate some law of nature?
Well, I don't know. Is it just, like, unnatural, or?
No.
No, nothing unnatural. I mean, you are definitely going to hurt the feelings of the female.
Well, what's in it for
you? Because she will harbor a fantasy that she's going to somehow change you.
That's what I'm thinking. You think that's the only reason she would want to?
Well, as opposed to what else would her reason be?
Well, I think she likes me, but...
That's the point. She wants to have a relationship with you, and she won't accept the fact that you're gay. Right?
What's in it for you?
That's the thing. I don't know.
Well, then... Okay. Let's go ahead and flip this question around. Would it be all right for me to bang a gay guy in the A, being a straight man? Yes, I guess it would be okay. But then question B, why?
Why, and what wouldn't it mislead the guy?
It mislead the guy, and why wouldn't I be repulsed by that action? Why, as a gay man, would you do this?
I guess I would think it would mislead him.
Now, why would you do it?
What's in it for you?
With the girl.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Adam, enjoy yourself.
Oh.
With the girl. You know what I love about the profound stupidity of all our callers? And by the way, you know, all radio shows are... They basically tell their host to call their callers the smartest people in the world. You know, because there are callers. You know what I mean? There's a lot of patronizing going on. I would love to do that if you guys were even close to...
Coherent.
No, if you were just a couple grades below average... I would love to play along with that ruse, but you're so retarded that the idea of me pretending that you're not seems disingenuous. You know what I mean?
What does it say about you, though, you attract that type?
I think it's you. How dare you? We're asking the question, if you're gay and you're asking to have sex with a female, well, the very simple question is, what's in it for you?
Why do you want to do that?
You like guys. Why would you want to have sex with a woman?
With a girl?
That question, we could find no answer to that question. Yeah. There's a certain, you know what? They're stupid, and then they're stupid, Drew. I'm stupid. I was always stupid. I was a bad student. I made bad decisions. I was considered dumb my entire life. But this is dog dumb. This is like when you're talking to a pet and it doesn't know what you're talking about. Jen?
Yeah.
You're 26.
I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
My husband doesn't like to have sex very often. I'd say we've probably done it about 10 times in the last 3.5 years.
Wow.
He's 31. And I just wondered if this was normal. I mean,
no,
we've been
that is not normal.
But we've been through some really rough times.
About what?
Well, we lost one of our twins, and our survivor has severe cerebral palsy. We've been through some rough times, and I just sometimes I feel like, you know, if he's not getting it from me, he must be getting it somewhere else.
What happened with the twin? Ran over by a train?
I'm sorry?
What happened? The train that goes through the living room clipped him or something?
No.
What is going on with that train, Jen?
No, there's no train.
There's a train we can hear in the background.
Oh, I think I might have just passed one.
I see. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. All right. You're not making that connection with you driving next to
you. Are you driving a truck?
No.
Hold on a second. Is it hee-haw night? I mean, what is going on?
I think they're playing with us at the screening end.
Listen, I know I make a lot of fun of the Mexicans on the show. I'm sorry. You guys are twice as smart as the white people. I mean, it is the Country Bear Jamboree going on. Now, hold on a second. Hey, Jen.
I am not white trash.
Oh, yes, you are.
All right, Jen,
are you driving a car?
Yes, I am. I just got off work. I picked my son up.
Might you have been driving next to a train, perhaps?
I wasn't driving next to a train. I did pass one. I'm sorry. I didn't know that you guys could hear it, okay?
Okay, but just keep in mind when we bring the train up, that may have been the same train you saw.
You got to change that name to Jasper.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, Jen, listen.
All right, let's not make fun of Drew. Don't make fun of Jen.
Jen,
she's had a tough life. Hey, Jen?
Yeah?
What's going on? Your kid's crying?
Yeah, my son.
All right. All right, so what's your husband do for a living?
We both work in a steel slitting plant.
Steel fitting?
Steel slitting.
Steel slitting.
No, we cut steel.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, Jen, listen, he may be depressed. Is he drinking or doing drugs or anything?
Well, he used to drink a lot, yeah.
And maybe he's doing some drugs, you don't know it, and that's cutting down his...
No.
Hey, listen, stranger things have happened. Just put that on your list of things to watch out for.
Okay.
You know, you're right, the relationship may have issues, and he may be hanging in because, you know, you guys are trying to make a family, and he may not be really happy right now, and he may not feel real connected and romantic towards you, but he's hanging in, and you need to help him develop those kinds of connected feelings.
Okay.
And work with him, and get him to talk, and get him to open up a little bit. And
yeah, he's not a real big communicator.
Yeah, I don't think I would make the assumption that he's having an affair. I don't particularly get that feeling at all.
No, I don't think anyone else would have him. Now, here's the deal, Jen. When guys have affairs,
they're extra nice.
They try not to do anything that's going to arouse suspicion. And
right.
The last thing they want when a guy's having a long-term affair is to have somebody calling a radio show and saying, I think my husband is having an affair because he's been unattentive at home.
I did not say that. I've never thought
that. No, but that...
You never thought he was having an affair?
No, it's never crossed my mind.
Okay,
wait a minute. You brought that up. That was the first, your opening shot with us.
Well, no, I mean...
Well, it's never crossed her mind until 4 minutes ago.
No, I mean, it's not like a solid thought. It's usually the first thing, but it's
right.
Something that I
It's never
on.
Crossed your mind. All right. It's never crossed your mind except for you bringing it up on the radio.
Calling the radio to talk about it.
All right. Hey, Jen. Let me ask you another question. What is the steel slitting? Why do they call it slitting?
Splitting.
Splitting?
Slitting.
Oh, slitting.
Would
you shut up, Drew? Yeah, what is it? Why do they call it steel slitting?
Because we actually cut the steel.
Hold on a second. Cut? Yeah, I know you're cutting the steel, but why isn't it called steel cutting?
I don't know. That's just the name of the, you know, the company term.
What do you make? What do you make out of steel?
A lot of our customers are like gasket companies, like Felpro, Federal Mogul.
Okay.
I'm sure you're familiar with cars stuff.
Yeah. All right. So it's called steel slitting.
Yes.
Okay. All right, baby. Listen, talk to your husband and don't put the screws to him and don't put the pressure to him.
No.
And don't do it in the Don't do it in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Do it when you're out to breakfast or, you know, sitting out somewhere and just talk to them. And don't talk about sex. Just talk about closeness. You don't feel close to
them. We don't have that time, obviously. You can hear why. So we don't have a lot of intimate time together.
You need to create that, Jen.
It doesn't need to be sex time. Yeah. Just time when you can enjoy yourself. Listen, as a guy, Drew's not this way because he's mostly chick.
I thought I was a passionate
man. But is a guy, Drew says men need to be dragged kicking and screaming to intimacy. And it's true. I never want to do anything with chicks, you know. But once they drag you out to wherever it is they're dragging you out to, they want to go to, you know, want to go on a drive and have a picnic on a Sunday or something. And you think, oh, Christ, that sucks. Oh, it sucks. And then you're kind of sitting out somewhere and you're going, hey, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't mind this. No. I'm kind of enjoying myself.
I thought you were taking issue with my saying that about guys.
No. Steel slitting.
Yeah.
All right. Didn't notice the train going by the car.
Seahaw night on Loveline.
All right. And listen, again, kiddies, let me tell you the through line here. Kids. Do you hear me, kids? Don't have the kids. Did you hear the kids screaming in the background? The mama sleeping in the living room? Think about the situation of our last two calls, especially the call before Jen. Minus the kids, how much cleaner and easier it is.
Oh, you're talking about the one that was living in the bed in the living room.
Yeah, you got your ex old man living downstairs, which I think was a euphemism for hell.
Yeah,
with your sister, and you got you and your three kids living upstairs, and you're sleeping in the living room. You can't date. You got no money for a sitter. You're scared to leave these kids alone with this old man and this vindictive bitch sister of yours. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the kids. Without the kids, man, you walk. You walk away. You know what a kid is? It's like a hostage. It's like you're breaking out of some horrible hostage terrorist camp, but you know what? You left your wife behind, or you left your nephew behind. You left something behind. And now, instead of crawling under the fence and running for freedom, man, and catching the next flight to the U.S. of A., nuh-uh. You got to try to get them out, too, and then you both get shot. That's what happens. That's what that kid is. He's a hostage you left behind.
Well, if you can't handle your own life, that's what it is.
Right. No, it's always a hostage. I wasn't making an example. I was literally talking about being locked up in a terrorist training camp with your kids, Drew.
Nice.
Okay. We'll be back. That's right, all you mothers. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Dr. Drew getting another little refill on some coffee. Called the hospital. Did he yell at the person who paged you at 10:01?
No.
No. Why not, Drew?
Because I just wasn't even thinking about it. I was thinking about what she was calling about.
Mm-mm. First thing you do is you punish, and then you inquire.
Yeah, I know.
You understand?
Yep.
You're raising kids. You should know that.
Punish first.
Inquire second.
I see.
All right? All right. Drew, seriously.
Then cover your tracks.
Let me call the person. I'll call the person. No. Is it the same person that calls each other?
No, actually not.
But how many people? It's not 100 people.
It's like 4, yeah.
It's 4. They know what
this
you
one,
do?
This one never has called.
All right. Where do they think you are at night?
At home.
Do they?
They just think. Don't think about it.
Okay. Well, why
I have,
you?
I have like, you know.
Get them to think about it.
I have like dual and triple lives. You know, people don't realize what I do. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't
well,
think
I'm not
about
sure what you do, actually. What is it you do here? I see you drinking coffee and returning phone calls.
That's it.
Is there any other business?
Well, yes, where I am. They don't think about me being here, that's all.
Christy?
I didn't say I'd do anything here.
Yes.
No, yes. You're 26.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, my husband and I have been married for 8 years, and about a year ago we had a threesome with another female.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically performed oral sex on me, and ever since then, he hasn't done it as much as he used to, and I'm kind of curious if you can tell me why.
Hmm.
It's been contaminated. It's
yeah.
Spoiled.
Is there any other difference in the lovemaking?
No.
And nothing else in the relationship?
Nope.
My immediate instinct is the reason he's not doing it so much on her is because he's splitting his time between her and the one he had the threesome with.
Actually, no, I know that's not going on.
No. No, it's weird, but maybe he feels less intimate. I mean, it's an intimate act.
He may worry too much into this. You know, people's sexual sort of patterns and preferences and stuff change over time. And
mm-hmm.
maybe this is just one of his little evolution lately.
Yeah.
Maybe he felt like, you know, time for a break on that, doing something different.
Yeah.
And if you want him back more doing that, then ask him.
What did he do with the chick?
The only other possible thing he could.
When who?
He had intercourse with her?
Yes.
Who is she? Who
and were
she?
You just watching while she did that? While he did that?
No, it was, the three of us were all kind of doing it all together, but it was just, she was basically with him, and he was, at the time, he was giving me oral sex, but then
ooh.
Since then it hasn't happened as much as what it used to, and if it does happen, it's not as long as what it used to.
Wait a minute. This has more, we're trying to figure out the positioning here, but that has more to do with if there were anything he was doing that would have decreased his activity now. It seems to me that's the position that might have done it.
Well, let me do some math here. If he was giving you oral while he was having intercourse with her, that means he was on his back,
right?
And you were like squatting on his face,
right?
Yeah. It sounds cool, but I would find that distracting as a guy. Wouldn't you?
He enjoyed it.
No, I know, but you said, like, I would get confused. My mouth would be going, like, I'm on a vulva. My mouth is on a vulva. But my penis would go, like, wait a minute, I'm in a vagina. And then, like, they'd start arguing. Are you high?
You got penis on my vagina.
You can't have your penis in a vagina when your mouth is on a vagina. I would never extrapolate the two women, you see. I would just think it must be another part somewhere.
Yeah.
And this is all right. Now, how do you know? Was this chick ugly, or what was up with her?
I wouldn't say that, but I wouldn't say she was the best looking.
Smart,
either.
Smart. Yeah. See, that's the way to go, ladies. You don't bring some waif model in there for your husband to fall in love with.
Exactly.
Yeah, just bring some. You know, I'm guessing she wasn't a cow, but she was probably one of these meth chicks. You know, little white trashy.
Who was she?
Feathered earring, feathered earrings.
Yeah, basically.
Who was she?
Actually, just some girl we met at a strip club.
Oh boy,
nice.
And how do you know he's not still with her?
I know he's not, because we work together, we're home together 24/7.
Did this mess up your relationship at all, or make things strange?
Actually, no. If you want to get real technical, the reason we did it was because he had an affair on me, and I figured if he was going to do it, he might have...
Hold on a second. That is, to me, this is one of the greatest women I've ever met in my life. It's like, all right, you want to bang around behind my back? It's time to pay the fiddler. Julie, come here. Start blowing him while I lick his nuts.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
We'll see, Mr. Smart Guy. You'll think twice before you have another affair. Don't make me bring in a fourth woman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, talk about deterrent.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we forced him to eat 3/4 of a pepperoni pizza and drink 4 Bud Tall Boys. Oh, he'll think twice before he starts up those affairs again. True.
This is. Listen, is full moon? What's happening tonight? What is happening?
I got to tell you, when I'm in charge, there will be a roundup.
And yeah, but the Christies, you'll have a special place for it.
Christie will not make the first wave. I'm going after violent criminals.
Yeah.
She will be before the third roundup, though. I'll tell you that right now. Christie?
Yes.
So he had an affair, and your thing was if you're going to have an affair, you're going to do it where I can see it.
Basically, yeah.
Who did he have the affair with?
Just some girl that he towed her car.
He towed her car because he drives a tow truck?
Yes.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to get ready. Drew, assume the crash position. I'm going to ask a very important question.
Okay, here we go.
There you are. Hold on. Your head between your knees.
Yeah, yeah.
Hands over your head.
Yep, ready. Here.
Get under the desk, Drew, in all case right. There's falling debris.
Right, I'm down.
Yeah, he's under the console. Do you guys have kids?
4.
Oh!
No!
Oh! Oh! Oh, Drew, you all right?
Oh.
All right. Anderson.
Oh, I saw that. You didn't tell me to close my eyes tight. The light almost blinded me.
We got to get a helicopter in here in Medevac. What's the closest hospital? What's the ETA on the closest hospital? Get the paddles out. All right. Chris, do you realize I look at you as a criminal? Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Do you understand this is criminal, what I would consider criminal behavior? But put it this way. You know when somebody leaves their 2 kids? I just heard about this
story. Locked in a car or something, yeah.
They leave their 2 kids unattended in the car in the parking lot while the mom runs into Walmart for 45 minutes and does some Christmas shopping, right? They will arrest that woman, and she will have a trial. And there will be criminal consequences for doing that. This is doing that to 4 people from 0 to 18.
That's right, the entire time.
You show me the woman that left the 2 kids in the car, I have more respect for her.
But just to fill it out, let's see what an asshole her dad was.
No.
Come on.
Christy.
Let's see where it started.
All right, what's your dad do?
My dad's a truck driver.
Okay. Sure, okay. And what'd he do? Does he drink?
Occasionally.
Was he physically abusive?
Not to me.
Who, to your mom?
To my brother. I was a baby. I was daddy's little girl.
Mm, okay.
So he only had sex with you?
No.
Come here and give me a hug.
No. He left that to her siblings.
Who did what to you? Did your brother beat on you?
Yeah, occasionally.
Did he sexually abuse you too?
No.
No.
No sexual abuse?
No.
When did you lose your virginity?
12.
Well, I can't say no sexual abuse by family members. My oldest son was a rape baby.
A rape baby. And how old were you when you were raped?
I was 14, and I had him when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened before you were 14?
Do you call him RB for short?
No.
Oh, okay. So that'd be cruel.
And what happened before you were 14?
Nothing.
Mm.
My mom and dad got a divorce when I was 12.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Okay, listen, babe. I'll give you the same thing we give everyone else. Your vagina is of no interest to me at this point. You got four kids. First off, do not have a fifth.
I'm not.
God, please don't have.
I only wanted three. State of Michigan won't let you get your tube side until you're 21.
Oh, but 21, she had four?
Yeah, you can't have your tube tied until you're 21 in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, Christy, there are other ways than having your tube ties to be responsible with your reproductive health.
I don't know if you check out the internet, but there's these things called condoms that some doctor invented 200 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to them.
You tried polyurethane skin, animal skin.
Listen, focus on the kids. Your husband's not no more threesomes. Provide a stable family for the kids. And listen. You idiots in the state of Michigan. You folks have spent all your money on trying to bust Dr. Kevorkian because he put some guy with Lou Gehrig's disease to death when he was shaken like a leaf at 68. You spend millions and millions of taxpayers' dollars trying to take this Kevorkian, this 75-year-old guy, in and out and in and out and in and out of prison. Meanwhile, you got a chick who's got three kids, wants to have her goddamn tube tied, and you won't let her do it. Listen, I don't care if the person's retarded and 12. If they want to have their tubes tied, let them have their tubes tied. You got three kids. What do you got to do, bring a fourth so the state of Michigan can pay for that fourth kid when the parents break up and the guy doesn't pay his child support? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Are they retarded over there in Michigan?
I'm not sure it's just Michigan that has that law.
All right, but anyone who's listening, really, somebody get on the internet, find out how much money the state of Michigan spent trying to incarcerate Kevorkian.
Yeah.
This guy who everybody he kills has a videotape of them begging to die and flicking the switch themselves.
Thanking him.
Yeah, they write him letters saying, you know, their wives and children write letters saying, my father needs your assistance.
Thank you.
What do you think the guy does? He goes door to door with a suicide machine? Hi, can I kill anybody here? No, people beg him. People that are so screwed up, they're crapping in their pants, and they have the horrible fear that they're going to stop breathing and they're going to start choking on their own saliva. I mean, think about that. These holier-than-thou retards up on the hill, you know, in their ivory towers.
What's that now? It's that we can't give powers like that to physicians because who knows where they'll go with it.
Oh, yes. Okay, let me say a couple things. And I know, you know, we've had guests the last couple shows. I haven't been able to speak my mind, but let me just say a few things. Listen, all you tards out there, you homo lawmakers, you, listen to me. This whole out-of-control progression thing is totally insane. It's the same thing that the gun nuts, you idiot NRA guys, do. It's like, well, we let them illegalize, make these 20-round banana clips illegal, and the next thing you know, they're coming into our house and stealing my boy's Daisy air rifle. No, they're not. No, you want to know why they're not? Because it doesn't make sense for them to do it. It's the same thing with all you other freaks with these, well, oh, sure, you get a federal ID card. That's fine. That's fine for the airport. But then they're listening in on your personal conversations and doing God knows what with this information. No, they're not. You know why? Because they don't care about you because you're nothing until you do something like a crime.
And by the way, that recently this argument has come up in terms of fighting terrorism. Like, it's fine to undo those rights, but they're very hard to get back.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not.
When we're not fighting terrorism, you get them back.
And here's the other one, too. Well, this Kevorkian, sure, he goes, and this guy's an advanced stage of Lou Gehrig's disease, and he has a painful death, and he's crapping in his pants, and he's swallowing his head, put a tube in his mouth to keep the saliva out there so it doesn't choke. Sure. But then what? Next thing you know, this guy's snuffing out healthy 18-year-old prom queens. No, he's not, everybody. You know why? Because close your eyes for a second. It doesn't make sense. You see, the guy who's on death's doorstep and is leading a painful, miserable existence who wants to die? Yes, it makes sense. I put it this way. We allow farmers to shoot sick animals. What's to stop the farmer from shooting the healthy animal? Nothing in it for him. The horse is healthy. But if we let him shoot the one with the broken leg, what's to stop him from shooting the next Kentucky Derby winner? Why? Because it makes zero sense. That's why, you paranoid retards. they're going to come to your house and they're going to confiscate your steak knives because you may stab some. No, they're not. They're not, because there's nothing in it for them. You understand? And there's nothing in it for the government to monitor the phone calls you have. They want to stop terrorism. And these people want to stop massacres with banana clips. And this guy wants to put very terminally ill people out of their misery. Those are the three objectives. They're not going to keep spinning. Where's the evil force here? Who's the doctor who wants to kill the healthy young people? Where's the doctor?
He's the man.
Oh, the man. The man. That's right. The man wants to kill the healthy young. Here's what the man wants. He wants you to cut your food with a plastic fork, a spork. He wants you to use a spork in your own home because you can't be trusted with a knife.
That's right.
The man wants to kill your healthy offspring. Your perfect.
And he wants to listen to everything you're doing.
And he wants to hear every personal conversation you have so he can hold it against you and blacklist you somehow.
The man will do
that. That's what the man wants. All right. Now, everyone close your eyes. And then when somebody can tell me who the man is
and what their objectives
and what their objectives are, then I'll go for it. Who is he? Is it Gary Condit? Who's the man? Clinton?
Listen,
who's the man?
I get this stuff all the time. I talked to a group of addicts and I said, how come you guys, when I give you directions, how come you don't want to listen? Well, you know, we grew up in the 60s and we're the man. So, yeah, I'm here to help you and tell you how to get better. It's time to start listening, goddammit.
Thank you, Drew. Drew's as close to the man as you'll find. And we'll take a break.
This is Chris Griffin, and you're listening to Loveline, which I'm not allowed to listen to because they say words like breasts.
I love that, Seth Green. All right. Family Guy should be back on. Ran into Seth MacFarlane, the guy who created it and does the voice and stuff like that. Now they're doing another season, so good times, everybody. Phil?
And then I think to myself, yeah. My God, wouldn't it be marvelous if I turned out to be a homosexual?
Hello?
That show's so funny.
Hey, Phil.
What's up there, Phil?
Phil? No. He hung up?
No, I don't know what he did, but just hang with him for a second.
Unacceptable.
Try again?
You want to try again?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Anna? I just belched up some garlic juice. So you want to have sex with your teacher?
No, just go out.
You just want to date him?
Yeah.
Are you in his class?
Yeah.
No, you got to wait till you finish the class.
Yeah, of course.
Where do you live? Chatsworth?
Yep.
Oh, what a pit. Man, yeah. What a hellhole.
It's cool down there.
I'm going to school.
Yeah. Where are you going to, Pierce?
No, UC Irvine.
UC Irvine from Chatsworth?
Mm-hmm.
You don't drive that.
I do. Twice a week. It's not bad.
All right. And you're 26,
mm-hmm.
And this guy's a professor?
Mm-hmm.
And you think he's interested in you?
I don't know. Not at this point. I haven't shown any interest.
Well,
thinking maybe I shouldn't. I don't know.
Couldn't he have interest in you without you showing interest in him?
Perhaps.
I don't understand what you're
playing. Perhaps. Well, let me write that down. So it's hypothetically possible that someone could be interested in someone else without some advance notice from the other said person? Perhaps.
I don't really talk to him. I'm pretty shy, so.
Okay, but what I'm asking is usually when a young lady thinks about a young man or an even older man, chicks usually have a handle on whether the guy digs them or not or has been checking them out or anything like that.
Well, because it's an instructor, there's kind of that boundary, you know?
Yeah, all right.
I know, but you, no extra attention? You never caught him taking a glance at you?
Maybe. Once in a while.
Okay.
I haven't been in the class that long.
Okay, baby.
Even the MBA candidates are retarded tonight.
These people need to... We really need to go on some talk shows with these folks. Talk about riveting conversation. Yeah, perhaps. Okay, look. Then you like the guy, and you just have zero idea whether he has any interest in you at all.
It doesn't matter. You have no idea. We'll accept that. You're flying blind. Finish the class. Go ahead and ask him out. That's fine.
Yeah, so he wants to get some coffee after class.
You'll know.
All right. Real fast, like. Gina?
Yes?
You're 27?
Yes.
Last 3 months, you had fatigue and muscle soreness?
Yes.
Well, the fatigue has been ongoing off and on for several years. Yeah. But
are you depressed?
Yeah. Depressed?
Yeah.
Are you depressed?
Well, off and on. Always. I mean, off and on.
Off and on. Always. Off and on.
Not always, but, you know, throughout my life. Yeah.
All right. We got to go to break.
All right. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Don't kill yourself during the break. Or we'll get back. Hold on. A lot of very definitive answers on this show so far tonight. It always seems like depression to me when people are having trouble motivating, but we'll get back with Gina after that. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's get back to phones and speak to Gina, who's 27. Gina's having some fatigue and some muscle soreness. Yes. Gina?
Yes, I'm here.
And you've had the fatigue for many years, right?
Yes. Yes, actually, I have.
And the muscle soreness is something new?
Yes, recently. I've noticed, I've always been pretty flexible, but I just feel, like, stiff. I try to stretch out and really stiff. I know I'm deficient in B12.
Uh-oh.
I had a CBC done just this summer.
Well, CBC doesn't measure your B12.
CBC and something else, I don't remember, but anyhow.
What does CBC stand for?
Complete blood count.
All right. Yeah. And so you're taking your B12 now?
Yes. Sublingual B12. Mm-hmm.
Do you carry any diagnoses other than that?
Not that I know of. No, I'm sorry. No, I don't.
All right. Are you think you're depressed?
I've noticed before, like a week before my period, I get really, really freaky moods, like I'm just the bitch from hell, sort of.
Do you have sleep problems?
Sleep problems?
Sleep.
Sleep? I sleep well. Actually, I have problems waking up more than sleeping.
All right. Now, let me just ask you some general questions. How big are your breasts?
Not very big.
Okay, so that could be a form of reason for depression. Do you like your job? Do you have a man in your life?
Yes and no. No, I don't like my job.
You don't like it?
And yes, I do have a man in my life.
Well, here's what I found through personal experience. When you're doing stuff that doesn't exactly flip your cookie, like maybe you're creative.
Well, to tell your story.
Type? Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I did a job that I didn't want to do for many, many years in life. Many, many years.
Yeah, we suffer now because
not a couple of summers, my whole life. And and during that period, I had trouble getting out of bed. I had back pain. I had neck pain.
Headaches, fatigue.
No headaches.
Fatigue.
I was tired. It's tough to get out of bed when the alarm goes off to head to a place you don't want to go.
But you said you also had just fatigue, like that end of the day, like that draggy feeling.
Not even the end of the day, the beginning of the day. I just wanted to lay down.
Yeah.
And it's tough. And then, you know, magically when I started doing what I wanted to do for a living, which is really nothing, but able to support myself, I had all kinds of energy. Okay. And I think that makes a big difference. And so, you can start looking at blood count and that kind of stuff, and it could be something like that, but most likely it's your life.
Right.
And so if you got a job you don't like, you got to start focusing on something you would like to do. Right. Or if you want a man, you better start focusing on getting a man.
I've been in college for the last, couple years.
Well,
I haven't figured out exactly what I want to study or do with that.
Well, you're about 7 years late on college too, so something's been going on here. And
what? Well, don't you? What would your fantasy job be?
Oh my god, maybe like traveling. I love foreign language. I've studied Russian.
All right. So the point is doing something that turns you on will make it a lot easier to have energy and get you out of bed and do all that stuff.
And then there are things you can do to help yourself biologically. Obviously, if you have B12 deficiency, if that truly is what you have, then there's added risk of thyroid problems that can cause fatigue. Rheumatoid arthritis, you mentioned stiffness, that needs to be evaluated. You should have your sleep. I think fatigue is largely a sleep issue. Your sleep hygiene may not be any good. And exercise and take proper nutrition, but exercise.
Yeah. All right. So everyone exercise and find something they like to do. That really helps. You'll have a ton of energy. Robert?
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're 32. What's up?
Yeah, before I ask my question, I'd just like to say that I heard the Ozzy show last night. And he and his wife were the most entertaining guests I've heard on the show in the year and a half that I've been listening to it. It
yeah.
was great.
Yeah, we did like them. They're very good.
I thought the Minka show was great, but that
that's true.
Wait, Ozzy doesn't quite compare with Minka, but...
I miss Minka. She's the number two big boob queen, or what is... what is her ranking these days? Number two?
Number one.
Oh, number one.
Number one what?
It's number one what, Anderson?
Number one, Asian big boob queen.
She said that to you in the middle of a Slayer song, right?
That's right, at a strip club.
How did you even know what the hell she was saying?
I don't know, but apparently she used to play some professional tennis, I think. I mean, that was a former occupation of hers.
Don't play tennis no more.
Right. Hey, Robert?
He's number one.
Yeah, I like this, where I have a fake conversation with a virtual Minka.
You Practice. Are the weakest thing. Goodbye.
All right, and Ozzy. What we really ought to do is cut up the Minka show and the Ozzy show and turn it into one super show that cuts me and Drew out. All right, thank you. So, Robert.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
I work in the computer room for a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
I work nights, Friday night from midnight until 8 o'clock Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to come back in at 4 in the afternoon on Saturday and work a double. And then... on Sunday.
Now, what is a double?
16 hours, two shifts in a row.
So 4 until like 8, right?
Right, 4 in the afternoon until 8 in the morning.
Right.
And then I come back in again Sunday and do the same thing. Work from 4 p.m. until 8 a.m. Monday morning.
And that's your work week right there?
That's my 40 hours.
Wow.
And why do they let you do that? I mean...
I used to work 5 nights a week, 8 hours, and there was somebody else doing this, and they got hurt. So I'm filling in for him. I don't know how it all got started, but
okay,
it must be all right, you know.
Well, I mean, doesn't your supervisor think, geez, this guy's not going to be very productive when he's on his 15th hour and he's had no sleep?
I guess nobody gives an S, you know.
All right.
As long as the job gets done.
All right, so you're...
There's a lot of monitoring. There's a lot of just looking at computer screens going on.
Right, okay.
And, you know, I've worked nights my whole life, and I never had any trouble staying awake doing the 8-hour shifts, but these doubles are kicking my ass. And this may sound like a simple question, but I mean, coffee doesn't work, sodas. I've never had any experience taking no-dos or any kind of stuff like that.
That's just caffeine.
I was just wondering if there was any ideas, anything you could recommend.
Well, what is the difference between taking a couple of no-dos or a couple of those caffeine pills? Is that 2 cups of coffee?
I don't know the equivalent dosing.
I would love to know how many grams of caffeine are in an average cup, 8-ounce cup of coffee, and how much is in one of those pills.
Yeah.
I would assume each pill is like sort of a
2 to 4 cups, something like that.
Yeah, and they couldn't have you take the equivalent of 14 cups something like that. Hey, Robert?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
I mean, I'm pretty much sticking it out. I mean, I hit like a period of 2 or 3 hours where I'm just kind of out of it, and then I like snap out of it in the morning. You know, I'm okay to drive home.
Yeah, but see, this is an unrealistic request. Making of your body in your mind.
Right.
And so instead of figuring out a way to conquer it, I would figure out a way around this schedule.
Really?
I mean, I would talk to your supervisor and look at working it out somehow, possibly the, you know, second of the double shift that comes on Sunday or Saturday. It just seems unrealistic.
It's the 4 days off after that it kind of got my...
Yeah, I know.
That's the upside of it.
It's a feast or famine, but
right.
I still think... I don't think there's any way you can condition the human body to, you know, work nonstop and tolerate that and all that. And if the soda and the caffeine and the coffee is not doing it for you, I can't think of anything that's going to condition you to do that. So
it's like you'd have to exercise like a maniac all week, sort of train, sleep enough, and prepare, and then assault on the weekend, and you're screwed all week again.
Yeah, it ain't healthy.
No, it's not good.
You get no rhythm. You're going to have to talk to your supervisor and work it out. Matt?
Yes.
Hey, you're 29. What's up?
I actually had one comment. Now I have 3 comments.
All right.
I'll make them quick.
First of all, I think that there are 120 grams in an ounce, or in an 8 ounce cup of coffee, and there's usually 200 or milligrams. I mean, and there's usually 200 milligrams in one of those no dose pills.
Yeah.
How could you control for the dose per cup of coffee, given how differently people make coffee?
Well, they have an average.
Yeah, this is something I read in a psychopharmacology text someplace.
Yeah, well, there's some, you know, Starbucks might be 220 and Denny's may be 90, but I think they have an average.
I had read that between 1,500 milligrams and 3,000 is considered a syndrome called caffeinism. So that would be 7 cups? Doesn't seem right.
Why?
Anyway.
All right. So anyway, so one of those no-dos is like having a cup and a half of coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Second comment. Drew is very against the use of benzodiazepines in treating anxiety. And
No. I'm not. That's untrue. I may give you that impression because we are dealing with addicts a lot here, and you give an addict a benzo, and you will throw the switch on their disease.
Is that a Benny?
It's like Valium-like drugs. So Valium, some of the sleeping medicines. The stuff that you like, Adam.
Ooh.
The stuff, even the Ambien is a non-benzo, but it binds at the GABA receptor site, very similar to the
other benzos. Give me some of them real benzos, would you, Matt?
Well, the ones that are used most commonly nowadays are Xanax, Alprazolam. That's the brand name generic. And then Klonopin. And the generic for that is clonazepam.
Drew, do they have some kind of a variety pack like See's Candy? I can just go ahead and take a half bite out of the ones I don't like. And
have alphabetically Xanax, Xerox.
By the way, that's how you know the holidays are upon you when you and you've been eating too much. When you start taking half bites out of candies and putting them back in and fishing around for the ones you like. And then eventually eating the ones you bit later on about a week later.
Yes.
That suddenly are now palatable. All right, yeah. So Drew's all right with those, but yeah, he doesn't like people with a history getting into them because they have trouble getting off.
I've got tons of patients on long-term Klonopin. I know low-dose Xanax throughout the day now is very popular for anxiety disorders.
Uh-huh.
But we're talking predominantly to young, healthy people and or addicted people.
Yeah.
And all things being equal, it's best if they can get in some either behavioral or psychotherapeutic interventions, or if they're an addict, they categorically avoid those medicines.
Matt, do you realize tonight at 11, like an hour and 12 minutes in the show, you have a higher IQ than the combined?
Just thinking this. He's going to compensate.
Callers.
He's going to compensate for the entire evening.
The 14 callers we had before Matt averaged average IQ was 9.5. So and Matt is at like 137, 140, which actually beats out the combined total of the IQs that have called this show up until now.
Oh, Adam, I'm glad to be of service.
So what's your third or fourth thing, Matt?
My third comment is that I'm a college professor. I feel that way about it sometimes too. But
what do you teach?
What's that?
What do you teach?
I teach philosophy.
Oh, interesting. What kind?
I did my dissertation in philosophy of language and metaphysics.
Oh,
I teach philosophy of religion.
Now this is wonderful.
I can tell Anderson is thrilled. Anyway, I just had a comment about the professor dating the student situation. It's actually not against rule. I've taught at 4 different universities now. It's actually not against the rules on most campuses for a professor to date a student during the class.
Really?
But it's extremely, extremely unwise, and any professor who has half a brain is not going to do it because it's a quick step from dating to sexual harassment, especially given all of the sexual harassment business that went on during the late 80s, early 90s.
I agree with you on that, but what is it with the universities? They don't have any sort of code of ethical conduct.
Well, the only university that did that I've been at was University of Wisconsin-Madison, which is a highly liberal place, and they wouldn't let anybody who had power over someone's grade date that person. So if you were a TA there, for instance, and wanted to date one of your students, you would have to turn over a grading to the professor.
Yeah.
Which seems quite reasonable to me. But I was actually surprised to learn at the other places that I taught at, that there wasn't such a rule. But
wow.
I can't imagine any professor that is, you know, that values her job doing something like that, especially when the professor's a male.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, with respect to the professor noticing the woman, I don't think students realize how much teachers notice what's going on in the classroom in general.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we actually had a little discussion about that caller ourselves.
Yeah, we decided she was hot and knew it. And figured, let me tell you something about good-looking women. It is like being, I imagine what Merlin, the magician, must have felt like during the King Arthur days. Was that when Merlin was around?
What?
Just doing whatever you want. I mean, here's the thing. Whether the person is interested in me or not, or knows or thinks or doesn't, is married or is in love or engaged, it is of no consequence to me. When I alert them that I'm interested in them, they will be interested in me. Beautiful women know that. They know that a heterosexual guy is going to take interest in them when it's time that they do. Now, their choice is whether to do it or not, and some do it sparingly, but they know, and they've been around, and this woman was 26 years old, 27 years old, something like that. She'd been around and probably attractive long enough to know that when it's time to let someone know, they do it. And as guys, we can't really understand that. They also know that sexually. Now, they know if they want to go into a bar and tap a guy on the shoulder and say, hey, how about we get out of here? I got a minivan, it's out in the parking lot, we can do it right now. The guys just walk out and do it. They don't abuse that, but they know they can do it.
The guys just become like zombies.
They're like gentle giants in a way. they don't abuse it. You know what I'm saying? Some don't.
Their powers.
Right. Yeah. Some use it for evil, though. Neil?
Yeah.
You're 40, what's he, 41?
41.
Yeah. Still alive, though.
What's up?
About, just a second, I had to go in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
About 18 years ago. 19 years ago, I guess it was. I had... I'm nervous, sorry. I think I raped someone. But I don't think I raped her.
Well, what happened?
What happened was...
We'll tell you whether you raped her.
Yeah. I was in college, and it was summer school at Berkeley. And I went to Mexico with these two girls.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing happened there. We were just friends. Okay. But I really had the hots for this one girl. And we were in my car. And when we came back... we dropped the other girl off. I mean, this is 19 years ago. I don't remember exactly, but she wasn't here. And I was just with the other girl, the one I had the hots for. And so she was staying in my house. And she was up in the guest bedroom. And I came in and just started kissing her.
And she was asleep, or what was the situation?
No, she wasn't asleep. She was up.
She was drugged, passed out, knocked out.
Got it.
That's right. Yeah, I had some prescription tranquilizers.
Right. You crush it up.
Yeah.
Put it in a Fruity Pebbles.
I don't want them to resist, you know.
No, you know what?
It makes it really unpleasant.
I had this bitch scratch me one time fighting with me. I almost detached my retina, Drew. That's why I drug them now. You understand?
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
No, there was no drugs. She was, and I didn't have her cornered.
All right, so no, you went up there.
There was nothing.
You went up and started kissing her, and then what?
And then I undid her pants and went down on her.
Okay. Well, listen, we know you didn't rape her because you're from Berkeley. And in Berkeley, I know the thinking that goes on in Berkeley over there.
Oh, that's right.
You said you're from Berkeley. Yeah, the thing, you went to school in Berkeley. In Berkeley, most women assume who live in Berkeley that if you have sex with a woman, it is rape until proven otherwise.
Wait, did she say no?
No, she didn't say no.
Did she struggle in any way?
No.
Why do you feel like that was a rape?
Because I was not in a relationship with her. She wasn't interested in me.
No.
Yeah.
Hold on. Drew, as a former passionate man,
yeah,
who's done this more times than there are logs in a Lincoln log set, it cannot understand this kind of thinking at all. This is considered scoring, my friend. The fact that you did not have a relationship with her and that she didn't and that she wasn't interested in you makes it that much more of an achievement.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't think it was a mean thing?
No.
Well,
she
if she were really into you and you sort of didn't weren't empathic towards her feelings, that's a mean thing. But you
she wasn't into me.
That's the point.
Why do you think this
was mutual?
Why do you think she went along with this?
Maybe this isn't a fit. I was into her.
I understand, but there was a mutual sort of disconnect, though. You got sort of had sex, and that's all you really wanted at that
time.
Why
wasn't she into you? Why wasn't she into you?
She was into tall, muscular black guys, and I'm a skinny, you know, white guy.
Well, let me tell you, you walk around the campus of UC Berkeley. Yeah.
Brooding.
They're thick with tall, rangy, muscular black men, aren't they?
I like a dark guy with a very big willy.
She was from Spain.
Okay, well, look, any port in a storm. Fine. You had a nice conquest. And
do you think that's fine. You apologize for
it? Where are you going to find her?
On the net.
Are you in recovery now?
Recovery.
Okay.
Are you interested in her?
No.
Really? I mean, I
think making amends is a healthy thing if it's something that you really have negative feelings attached to.
Okay. Here's what I would never do something like that. Now, I would
of course not
approach someone that I knew was not into me at all. And
yeah,
like,
that's called being an adult, and that what you were doing before was called being an adolescent, a young adult.
Well,
I think it was.
No. And look, it is not rape, and this is not even close to rape. And if she wanted to, as an adult, she could have stopped at any point.
That's true. She could have, but it was just like right when she was when she came, she just kind of like went, kind of like, huh. I mean, she wouldn't, she just made like a noise, and then she just kind of sat up and put her pants on and walked out of the room, and I felt like,
You were raped.
What?
You felt like you were raped.
That's right.
All right.
You are found guilty as charged.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, Neil.
Calling all nerds. Jesus Christ. You know, here's what this world consists of. It's guys who actually raped who don't believe they raped, and then the rest of these guys, these poor guys. Listen, don't anyone go to Berkeley. Those feminine lesbos over there and those bleeding heart homo left wingers will just beat the crap out of any heterosexual white male who walks onto that campus. You'll walk out of that place crying for indigenous tribes that you never even heard of. Oh no, let's all take a vote and no war and take the flag down. It offends people who aren't from. Oh, there's such a big pack of pussies over there in Berkeley. Oh, thank God. Thank God everyone looks at you guys as just a bunch of high IQ but squandered minds over there who just spend your time listening to crappy acoustic music and doing mind-altering drugs. Thank God you have no control over this country. Could you imagine what a pit this country would become if that mentality took it over?
Oh, we'd call it the 70s.
That's right. All right, have fun over there. As a matter of fact, listen, I'd like everyone from Berkeley and Santa Monica just to pack up and go to Afghanistan so you can be with your people over there. Go ahead, hand some bread out. Help the kids. Enjoy. Please. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's hop back onto the phones and speak to Kevin, who's 24. Kevin?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Go ahead.
So I just recently discovered that I contracted herpes.
You discovered that?
Well, I went to the doctor and found out.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of figured it out before that.
I was watching TV today. There was a Valtrex commercial. I thought, that's interesting to me. It was primetime news that there's enough herpes out there to support a Valtrex commercial during, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's common.
Now they make kickboxing apparel. What does that Valtrex company make? Was it was the chick doing kickboxing and rollerblading?
That
and
was
doing...
the Zovirax. Yes, that was their previous campaign.
What was this bitch
this
doing?
Was,
kickboxing,
you know,
right?
This looked more like an allergy commercial where they were sort of sail surfing over fields of wheat and things.
Oh,
and,
I see.
People are floating in the air.
You're right.
Right. So,
what's your question?
Well, so two things. I'm on antibiotics. They put me on Zovirax.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if there's anything that I can do to kind of, in the short term, treat the symptoms until the antibiotics work. And two, I've always been a really good kid and have not had to deal with an STD until now. And so I'm just curious about, in terms of talking with partners and stuff after this.
Mm-hmm. Well,
where do you have it?
Kind of in the back end.
Oh, on your buttock, on the skin?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just telling Adam that I've seen a lot of. He said, "How come you never get on the skin?" I said, "I've seen a lot of it around the pelvic area, buttock and back." And
that, oh, really?
It's kind of a pain in the ass back there because it causes a lot of pain. It causes back pain,
yeah.
Radiates down the leg.
Oh, really? It's not on the old peccaroo?
No, that's not how I got it.
All right, so it's kind of good news too because you can use your penis without too much concern.
This is true.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. How do you get it on your backside there?
Well, I think I got it from analingus or unprotected anal sex.
No! With your guy friend or your girlfriend?
With a guy, yeah.
A guy. Uh-huh. And sometimes those the gays, they get it in their mustache and when they go. So, all right. So
is it on your anus or is
yeah.
it? Okay, all right.
Well, bad
ouch.
Times.
Ouch.
Bad times.
Yeah, it's not fun. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, you need to obviously keep the stool soft. We're going to take stool softeners.
Oh, really? You mean like during a breakout?
Yeah.
You don't want to be pushing too hard.
Well, it hurts getting something hard through there.
Mm-hmm.
So what is a stool? What kind of stool?
Colay, Surfac, this kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay. The Zovirax is not an antibiotic. It's an antiviral, and that is the treatment. You're not waiting for it to kick in. You are on treatment.
Okay.
It doesn't do much except shorten the duration of your outbreak. So it's not like suddenly it's going to magically get better. It's going to run its 7 to 10 days.
Do they want you to stay on it constantly?
No. They just want me to stay on it for 10 days. Like 10 days.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you have frequent outbreaks, they may want you to keep on it constantly. Probably it's the kind of thing you'll take for 3 days every time you have a recurrence. You do need to talk to your partners in the future. It is possible that you have virus elsewhere, even though it's just primarily in the anal area.
Yeah.
If you're not having it, I mean, you got to discuss it with your partners. It's your responsibility now to talk about it.
Nice.
And any contact back there can result in the transmission, even if you're not having symptoms.
Let me tell you, my self-esteem is not in good enough shape to hold still while someone licks my asshole.
Oh,
I don't feel good enough about myself.
I see. He said analingus. I didn't even know what he was talking about. That's how pathetic I am.
What did you think analingus was? Like a new mint?
A plant.
Analingus majora. I mean...
Yeah, like a tree. Imagine a tree.
That's right. You know it is the butt root plant, but it's... you look it up in the dictionary. It's analingus. Mega. All right.
You want to do something special on your wedding night. Have you ever licked his butt?
Who was that?
Tom Arnold.
Okay.
You didn't know that
was it Tom Arnold?
You don't recognize Tom Arnold?
That's the point.
Hello?
Is that Lorena?
Yes, it is.
All right. What's up? You're 30.
Yes, I'm calling because I heard you guys talking the other night about Xenadrine, and I only came in on part of the conversation.
All right.
And so I was wondering, is there some concerns with taking the Xenadrine, or
if I'm I don't want to swear to this, but I believe it has Ma Wang in it, right?
Yeah.
Which is ephedra, and that is associated with heart attacks and strokes. I just admitted a guy to the hospital tonight with ephedra excess.
How old was he?
Like a 31-year-old.
Well, what do you have? Like
he actually got addicted to it. And so this is a serious issue. There's all sorts of health concerns. You're taking a stimulant.
Right.
And it's not a good idea.
And so what other kind of suggestions besides...
See a dietitian, get a trainer.
What, are you trying to lose weight?
Definitely.
Well, how much do you weigh?
I'm 100 pounds overweight, my weight.
Okay, that's good. I like that. You know, that's smarter. Because like when you go, well, first off, your weight, it's crazy. See, you can buy yourself 25 pounds at that because right. you look up those books, you go, well, I'm 5'4 and a half. I'm a 30-year-old woman. That means I can weigh 163.
No.
And we all know the reality is that ain't cutting it. But it's smart and diabolical at the same time to just say how much overweight you are. Because, like, if you go, I'm 254 pounds, everyone goes, woohoo. But if you go, I'm 100 pounds overweight, people go, okay.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Got some work to do.
Yeah, that's smart, right.
Got to get rid of that.
Right.
I was on steroids a few years ago that caused me to gain the 100 pounds overweight.
Oh, for what?
For sinus and allergy problems.
They put you on prednisone?
Yeah.
And so for a lengthy period of time?
For like 2 or 3 months.
That's awful.
I went through a third sinus surgery, and they put me on the extended dose of steroids for X amount of time. And
all right, bad times.
Bad times.
Hey, Lorena?
Yeah.
So here's your plan. I'm going to give you a plan. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm no dietitian, I'm no doctor, but I am a genius.
And I believe it.
Yes. Here are the things that make you gain weight. Just get away from them carbohydrates. Okay?
Well, listen to me. I don't have very much carbohydrates in my diet anymore.
Good.
I've been drinking a lot of water, doing exercise.
That's it. And that's it. And stay off them carbohydrates and exercise, and you'll be fine. It'll start happening. It sometimes takes a little while. Actually, what happens is sometimes is stuff doesn't move for a couple of weeks. So you go, screw this, it doesn't work, and then you get off it, and then it makes a move when you're off it,
and then you
get confused because you're like, hey, I just ate a pan of Rice Krispie treats and put peanut butter on it. I seem lighter today. But wait a minute, how'd that work?
Yeah.
And it's like because it's like you're 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. But I'm telling you, almost the one and only thing I've ever noticed dieting-wise is carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And calories, obviously.
Yeah. Mark?
Yeah, not since Batman and Robin have two men contributed more to the betterment of society than Adam and Dr. Drew.
Wow.
Thank you.
Commissioner Gordon calling
in. That's right.
The only other two men I could think of were Siegfried and Roy, and I heard leather gives Dr. Drew a skin rash.
Oh, where's that hi-hat again?
Hey, I've got a problem. I'm a high-rise welder, and I was involved in a severe electrocution. And because of the electrocution, I was having some anxieties, and my doctor put me on Paxil, which basically killed my libido.
Sure.
And I was wondering what I could do to increase my libido as far as increasing my testosterone. Is there any kind of diet I can take?
No, you have to get off the... You can add Wellbutrin to the Paxil. You can use Viagra. Or you can switch to Cerazone, or Remeron, which would have potentially as good an effect as the Paxil on anxiety without causing the sexual dysfunction.
Now, after I wean myself off the Paxil, is there a certain amount of time I can expect before my libido returns to its John Holmes-like state?
You know, as you're appropriately concerned, Paxil can have a withdrawal syndrome. If you're having withdrawal symptoms, obviously that's going to screw with your libido, too. So I'd expect to take a couple weeks before your libido turns back. But it's pretty quick.
Hey, how'd you get electrocuted? Almost the same thing.
Pretty close. A few letters interspersed there. Basically, it was a malfunctioning welder. And if you know anything about electrical cords, a 220 electrical cord has two 110 circuits and a ground circuit.
Mm-hmm.
And the plug was altered so that when the machine was plugged in, instead of the metal chassis of the welder being grounded, the metal chassis of the welder became electrified. And I was basically working on the exterior scaffolding of a very tall building. The day was over. I came from the exterior scaffolding onto the building. I stepped over the steel safety cables that go around the perimeter of the building so you don't walk off the building. My right hand was wrapped around the steel cable. I took my leg, came over the cable, reached out with my left hand to balance myself on the welder. As soon as my left hand contacted the metal chassis of the welder, I became grounded to the steel cable and was lit up.
Wow.
Extremely painful.
How long ago was this?
April 23rd of this year.
Any burns or anything?
No, that's what the doctor was concerned with, was the fact that there wasn't an exit wound, which basically meant my body absorbed it. So I was had a heavy blood discharge through my urine for a number of months.
Wow.
They did a cystoscopy on me, which is invasive, where they actually take the camera and put it up your urethra. Oh. I had a severe...
That's what I sent your friend Jimmy for one time.
Yeah, it was not... He's still thanking you. Jesus, but do you have any kind of superhuman powers at all? can you see through things? You know what people are thinking?
That's normally what happens after electrocution, isn't it?
Well, it's gamma radiation normally.
I can close my eyes and know that after the show, I do think that you will be watching Japanese porn.
Very good. But Korean, my friend. Mm-hmm. So you're not the genius you thought you were.
Well,
all right, Mark. Listen, God bless you. But the
Who is number one?
Yeah. That's rough. He's an arc welder, you know.
He's okay, though. I mean, he's going to get over this.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Donald. Donald's 21. Donald?
Hey.
Hey.
First of all, I want to ask how many stations you guys are on and when's your contract up?
That's a good, that's good. I don't know how many stations we're on.
Like 80 or something?
Yeah.
75 or 80? 72? No, 2? No, 200? No, hold on a second. Yeah, we're, do you know how many stations we're on? 80, 82? All right, you idiot.
Some are at 80, Donald. All right.
I say 2. Listen, you retard. Just put your hand up your ass where it belongs. I'm sorry. I was talking to Damien on our phone screen. See, here's the thing about Damien that really makes him a tard is he's making a joke by saying 2, which is fine. I understand as a joke. But then he sticks with it, and he knows I'm confused. He's still sticking with the 2. All right, you idiot.
Donald, what's
so,
the question?
Yeah, and our contract was up, and then it's renewed, right?
For how long?
Is it renewed yet? Like 3 years?
Good.
Something like that? Yeah, is that good?
I'm going to be on your show.
Okay.
I'm making you guys a promise.
Where are you calling from?
Canada.
Where?
Well, Windsor, Ontario, right across from Detroit.
Okay.
So what's up? Why are you going to be on our show?
Well, I'm a film director, and I'm going to make it there.
Okay, so do it, but do it in 3.5 years when the contract's up and we're long gone. Would you please?
What's up, Don?
Have Rankman interview him.
Well, my girlfriend comes too fast.
Yeah.
And then...
What does that mean exactly?
Well...
It's not a concept I'm familiar with in the female.
We have a lot of foreplay.
I didn't even know they came.
We have a lot of foreplay.
Uh-huh.
And she'll come when we're having foreplay. And then when we have intercourse, she'll come once more. And then I haven't come yet. And it's been like 15 minutes or so. And... then I'll want to have her keep on going, and she'll want to kick out on me, and I got to really kind of try and convince her to keep on in it. And
maybe because she becomes too sensitive after she has a couple orgasms?
Maybe, yeah.
She doesn't complain about being too sensitive.
No, she doesn't. She's
just bored. She's tired.
Yeah, I feel like she wants me to pull out and just...
Boring. All right. But listen, be honest. If Donald was in you, you'd want him out too. I mean,
oh, no.
Wouldn't you? How badly would you want Donald out of you?
Hold it out.
What was that?
I think I was raping one of the guests.
Who was it?
It was Andy Dick.
Oh, my God.
Remember when I raped him during the commercial and Anderson ran tape?
Really? Andy Dick in the hizzy.
Well, listen, Donald needs to hone his craft.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Maybe not let her have an orgasm during the foreplay. You can easily...
I'll tell you, if you toy with a woman, if you bring her right up to that plateau of ecstasy and then stop right at the last moment, and sort of, you know, what you got to do is you got to work her like a slot machine so she pays off when the time is right, not when you're heading over to the Kino chick to buy a pack of butts.
And somebody else steps in.
Some fat guy from Arkansas steps in and feeds a nickel in and she pays. That's what I'm saying. Massage her, literally and figuratively, to the point, but don't bring her past that point. Don't let her have that orgasm at the end. That's
right.
That's why they call it foreplay.
And then maybe he needs more foreplay.
That's right. All right. We'll take a break.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, this is my theme song. This is what's blaring when I come into the restaurant. And I do that thing where I got the jacket slung over my shoulder, Drew. And I'm holding it with one finger.
Nice.
Remember that move? You guys don't remember that move. That was a move that used to mean a guy had it going on.
A leather members-only jacket?
Well, not leather.
Well, simulated leather.
Yeah, simulated. It was sort of a salmon color, members-only simulated leather jacket I used to wear. I'd sling that baby over my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got a new theme for you.
Oh, good. New theme.
Isn't there any positive approach to this business of sex education?
How can a guy be normal and go and do a thing like that to himself?
Masturbation. Masturbation.
Where'd you get this?
Masturbation.
No idea.
Laws against masturbation. Some people feel ashamed. Some people feel ashamed.
I don't know.
Some people feel ashamed. Some people feel ashamed of masturbating. Masturbation is a skill. Masturbation is a skill.
A skill?
Masturbation is a skill. People invent many different ways of doing it. Sex shop. Dildo. Men use their hand to stroke the penis. Many men prefer to look at erotic movies or magazines. Teasing an orgasm may be a little trickier for a woman than it is for a man.
Trickier.
Women often use their hands too. Some women spray water from a faucet or handheld shower onto the clitoris. Some women masturbate by simply rubbing against something to provide stimulation.
Wow.
Some women use an artificial penis, a dildo.
Sure, you want a drink? I'm going to the bar. You good here?
This is awesome.
True, this is Tammy and Cindy. You guys know Drew. I'm going to go to the bar.
All right.
What you need for occasional privacy. Hide the fact that you masturbate. Hide the fact that you masturbate. Hide the fact that you masturbate. Men who masturbate don't run out of sperm. Millions of sperm every day.
Oh, it's half over? Jesus.
Sperm every day.
All right, now break it down.
Every sperm, every day.
Now break it down.
Here it comes.
Here's where I go into the robot.
Even in the 1940s and 1950s, about 94% of men and 40% of women were masturbating. It was impossible to keep people from doing it. Laws didn't work.
I gotta know where this came from.
Laws didn't work.
I gotta know where this...
Once a day may not be too much, depending on your situation. There is no wrong way to masturbate.
Adam?
There is no wrong way
once a day,
masturbate.
See?
There is no wrong way.
Maybe okay.
Once a day. Yeah, but that's once during the daytime, and then you get a couple more off at night, right?
Well, he didn't mention night.
Yeah, but they say once a day. They mean while it's light out. And
regardless
then
of age, education, or social standing, the vast majority of people masturbate. There is nothing shameful or unhealthy about it. Do what feels best.
Yeah, break it
don't
down.
As long as you don't cause pain.
Now encourage masturbation.
Who does?
Many health specialists.
Sex without risk. Sex without risk.
We have to open our show with this every night. You know, we have to.
I just say we put it on a loop and go home.
What kind of stimulation do you like? Stroke the penis.
All right. Anderson, I'm going to start beating off.
That's all.
Okay, all right.
Rub the clitoris. Stroke the penis. Rub the clitoris. Stroke the penis.
Did Dooley do this?
This is what our show sounds like. Break it down.
The most enjoyable feature of masturbation is that it ends in or. Yeah.
Wow. How good would it be to listen to that when you're really high? That would sound great.
Many people just didn't.
That's true. The majority of our audience.
Our show needs to open with that rap.
Yeah, except for we need the extended dance version so we can just hang out in the hall. Listen, I want to say hi to Shannon, who's been on hold for 93 and a half minutes. Shannon?
Hi.
You're 23.
Yes.
When your husband sleeps...
No, my boyfriend.
Boyfriend, right?
He puts his hands all over your breasts.
Yes.
While he's sleeping.
Yes.
All right. Isn't that normal?
Yeah.
No it's big like, deal.
Like, and it's normal that he has no recollection.
It's not a right. sexual thing. It's a soothing thing. It's like grabbing thing. A pillow or something.
Fine.
It's normal for him to grab my hand and put it on his penis in the middle of the night.
Well, you didn't mention that.
Yeah, still not too bad. I mean, look, how old is he?
26.
Yeah, guys, especially young guys, they get a good erection going in the middle of this, the middle of the night, and they will grab on to whatever's nearest to them.
Yeah, but it's always troubling me when the guys do that in their sleep.
And I'll put my hand away, and he'll grab it, and he'll put it back.
In his sleep, allegedly?
Yes.
Well, wake him up.
Do you have sex then with him?
Nah.
Well, wake
nah.
him.
Nah.
No.
Why don't you wake him up and tell him then?
Yeah, you don't have to give in to these things. You know, he's not awake. So look, just pull away. It's all right. And if he is awake, he wants to wake up, and you guys want to have an intimate moment, then that's fine too. I do worry about guys that get kind of aggressive in their sleep. That troubles me.
Well, they haven't called it aggressive yet. All right, well, why are you calling? You can't figure this one out, Shannon?
No.
Well, what's so difficult about it? The guy's a young guy. He's a horny guy. He's asleep. He's got a naked woman next to him. He gets an erection at 3 in the morning. His hands start wandering around. He feels some boobs. And now he wants some contact in the genital area. God knows what he's dreaming about. And if you don't want to do it, then you just put your hand back. And if he grabs it again, you just wake him up and tell him to quit it.
There you go.
All right?
All right.
All right. And then, by the way, when I mentioned that I'm a little concerned about these guys, because it is sort of an intrusive, aggressive behavior. He's not aggressive.
No, I know.
All right, well, then we have nothing to talk about.
Well, why are you calling? Yeah. All right, well, one last quick thing I want to tell. When you're driving, Shannon, and you come up to a place where other cars are coming the other direction and there's a light and it's red, you put the brake on.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Don't roll through. That red light means you should stop, but then it changes colors, you get to go again. All right?
Good time.
A little safety tip. Don't touch me. Hey, y'all. All right, well, there you go. Another eclectic episode of Loveline.
It was an interesting mix, wasn't it?
Yeah. Started off dumb, and then it got stupid.
We sort of went from the hee-haw to the rap versions of masturbation.
Yeah, with some shades of brilliance in there, but not too many.
Huh.
Okay. So we'll take ourselves a little 22-hour break, and we'll be back tomorrow night. And until then, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. They're going to come to your house, and they're going to confiscate your steak knives because you may stab some. No, they're not.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Dingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.